The Gemara continues, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, the last line, the sugya of Avonim for Beis Akisei. Boyimine Rabbe Barav Shila Mirav Chizdo. Rabbe Barav Shila asked Rav the following question. Pei Aleph Amud Beis. Boyimine Rabbe Barav Shila Mirav Chizdo. He asked Rav Chizdo the following question. Ma'ol Aloysim Achav Legag. Are you allowed to take the stones, like we said, in the olden days, they did not have tissues. They used stones to be mekaneach, to wipe themselves. So are you allowed to take the stones to a gag where you, in the olden days, you didn't have a beis akisa in your home? Some of the beis, you had to go to the soda. Some of you had it on the gag, on the roof. Mm-hmm. Is it considered, Dr. Rashi, a tirchi yaseira? Meaning, mitzad kovad abrius, it might be mutter. But tirchi yaseira, you're doing something that's not necessary. Now, the pshat is poshut. You're allowed to take dishes and move them around the house, even though it might be a tircha too. But something which is what? Be'etzem it's mukza. That's only mutter because it's covered abriyas. So over here, there's a tzirf of tircha yisera that maybe will be osa. That's the chayyot of pshat in Rashi, why tircha yisera would be the issa. Tosis learns a little difference. Tosis over here learns that we're talking about that the chiddush is even legag. When you go to the soda and you don't have a restroom available, only vite, so of course you're allowed to take the stones with you if there's no issa hitzah. Why? Because of kavod abrius, even if it means going far. But since the gag is close proximity, you could have prepared before Shabbos, you could have prepped it. So Mela, maybe you're not allowed to be matriach, something you could have done. So the chiddush is, and that's the question of the Gemara. Ma'ol alois machav achav legag. Omalei, the teretz and that is, Godel kovod abriyah shedoich aloy shebetera. Just that we know, there's a posik, v'salamta, pomeshat misalim, that you don't have to pick up the aved, if it's zokah, if it's v'chvoidoi. So we're also, it's a tilted rabbonon, zokrashi. And every tilted rabbonon, yisoymech on the lav of loy sosur. Every issed rabbonon is issed loy sosur. So with doich the issed rabbonon of tiltel, which is mukta, stones are inherently mukta, because, and which is loy sosur, esmach deraisa, because of kovod abriyahs. So again, so the Gemara's kasha is, ma'ol alois machav legag, you're allowed to do a tichy yaseira by stones and bring them up to a roof. Rashi learns, because tichy yaseira, Tosfos says, even the roof that's closed, maybe you could have prepared before. On that, the Gemara answers, godel kovod abriyahs deuch alois shebetera, just like zokav en lichvoidoi, amoliz misalem, so we're also, even though there's a issa tiltel, but because the Rabbonon, which is Somach the rice of Loi Sosur, it's mutter because of Kovod Abriyas. Zog the Gemara, Yosef Mereimar Bekomel Lohoshmaitza. Mereimar said over this statement, that it's mutter because of Kovod Abriyas, a lot of be oivan the Issa Tiltel, Tiltel Rabbonon. Esvi Ravinina Mereimar, Ravina asked Mereimar the following question. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Noitel Odom Kisim Mishalofonov. Rabbi Eliezer says you're allowed to take a kisim. A kisim is like a toothpick. Now, really, a piece of wood is mukta. It's Oimer Lasoka. Stam wood, chips, and twigs are meant for firewood. You're allowed to take it and use it in order to clean meat that's between your teeth. And sometimes it's covered abrius because it protrudes outside and it's not a pleasant sight. So it's covered abrius. So noit a lot of kisim mishalofonov. Tanakama says you're allowed to take a kisim from anywhere that's in the karka. And we don't say it's mukta. And the reason is because stated in Beya, Lamed Gimel, that anything that's in your rishus is considered mukhan. It's in your karka, it's considered mukhan, it's not a problem of mukta. That's according to Tanakama. Lachtes b'shenov. V'chachomim oimrim, no. You can't take it from anywhere. Lo yitel elamin ha'ovus, shel behema. You can only take it if it's in the ovus, where the animal eats from. So something that you prepared for food for the animal. So once something is mukhan achila, it's mukhan for everything. So there's no mukts on it inherently, because mukhan achila is mukhan for everything. So he says, so he's like a machlekes, Tanakama, Rebbe Eliezer, and Chachomim. Rebbe Eliezer says you can take it from anywhere. That means you can pick it up, not being koitzer it. You pick up the twigs from anywhere, and it's considered mukhan. And anything in your rishus called muchan. And Rabbi Chachamim say that no, it has to be dafka, where it's muchan la'achila, then it's muchan for every tzarech. But Chachamim clearly say that if not for the fact that it's in the avus, it would be considered mukta. What happened to kovod abriyas? Before we said that gol kovod abriyas is doicha, and you're allowed to bring it up to the roof, to have on him, because of kovod abriyas. I over here, we don't say kovod abriyas is doicha, that you're allowed to take the
the twigs, the kisim from anywhere.
So we're asking, according to Chachomim, Maishno, what's the difference between Kovod HaBrius and the Beis HaKisei, and when it comes to the kisim? And for the Gemara, Hachi Hashta, Hosam Adam Kavei HaMokim LeSeuda.
You know where you're going to have your next meal. You're going to have it in a certain place. Well, you know every day you're going to have your meal. That's what you're going to eat. So you should have prepped beforehand toothpicks in order to clean your teeth. You didn't? So now you can't wake up Kovod HaBrius. When it comes to Beis HaKisei, you don't know where you're going to have to use a Beis HaKisei. In the olden days, there was no Beis HaKisei, Samach LeBeisoi. You could have gone somewhere into the field, wherever you had to be. So a Mela, you can't prep beforehand. So because you can't prep beforehand, so here Kovod HaBrius is Doicha. When you could have done it beforehand, so Chachomim say, only Min HaOvei Shel Behema, which is Mukhan, because it's prepped over there, because it's anything that's meant for food is Mukhan L'Chol Tzorch. And that's dafka by obvious when it comes to kisim, because you could have prepped before. Mashenk, when it comes to Beis HaKisei, you don't know. You're not kaveh mokav le Beis HaKisei. So meila kovod HaBrius is muta. Now the Mogen Avram spars from here and he says that let's say someone is invited to a suda. So over there we couldn't have prepped beforehand. I can only prep beforehand when it's in my home. I prepare toothpicks. But if it's not in my home, I can't prepare. So if you can't prepare, so then there would be a head of kovod HaBrius because you couldn't have prepared. Even when it comes to the suda. So the poskim discuss, we know that when it comes to the bathroom, kovod HaBrius, you're allowed to be with the shinu, you have to tear, because of kovod HaBrius, there's no tissues. Well, tissues you could have prepared beforehand. Can't wake up on Shabbos, ooh, I forgot to open my tissues. So maybe the svara of kaveh l'mokrim would be a taka problem, you could have prepared. Unless you're mechalik, and you're mechalik, there's a difference, a fundamental difference between toothpicks, which is not such a stark of kovod HaBrius, versus Beis HaKisei. It's dependent on the level of kovod HaBrius. Beis HaKisei is a big stark level of kovod HaBrius, so if they were mekel even more, even though maybe you could have said, you could have said, you know where your bathroom is, you know where the boxes of tissues are, should have prepared before. Zok digmoga omer avhuna, also lefanes b'stei near. A person is not allowed to relieve himself, gedolim, in a stay near. Zog Rashi, what's a stay near? A stay charisha. That they already plowed the field. And it's ready now to be seeded, to be zareh on it. My timer, what's the reason you can't be mefan in a stay near? Ilay mishum davsha. If it's because you're talking about someone else's field, your friend's field, and you're ruining his charisha, you're stepping all over the place. Safila b'chol nami. Why is it din in Shabbos? It's not a din in Shabbos. Also, the fan is b'stei near b'Shabbos. Why Shabbos? You're not like on a weekday in your friend's field. That's chorish either. Ve'ela mishum asovim. There must be the reason is because of asovim, meaning the tsroiris, the stones that you use to wipe yourself, have grass growing on them because it's stay near, is wet, it's damp. So mele grass grows on the stones. And if you pick up those stones, it's considered like your toilish. Zogdemar, that can't be the reason. If you have a rock, a pebble, that has grass on it, it's not considered that you're toilish because it's the halachas akav shimon, dovish and miskaven is mutter. It's not a psik reisha. The fact that you're mekanech with a stone doesn't mean you automatically toilish the asovim. But if you do it on purpose, v'atoilish mena b'Shabbos, but if someone miskaven is toilish on Shabbos from the grass off the pebbles, that's considered toilish makim giduloi. Then you chai v'chatos. And here Rashi says, afa pishu tzor v'ena offer. Some take out this gears, but the point is, even though really it's a rock, and it's maybe not really the place that it grows, it's not offer, it's a rock, it's considered you chai v'chatos. But the point is, if you're not doing it on purpose, you're just using it to wipe yourself, then taking a tzor with asovim is not considered toilish. And a dovashen miskamen is mutter like a b'shimen. And it's out of psik reisha. So what's the problem in being mefan in this day near? Is it because you're stepping on the charisha? Then it should be also in the chol too. Elamai, it's because it's tzor shalom b'yasovim. Well, it's mutal kaneach. There's no problem of kinuach either because it's davashen miskaven. On purpose, it's chay v'chatos. Elo, what's the reason you can't be mefan in this day near? Elma dilman, elo, dilman, noket miloi. You might take those pebbles. And what are you going to, you're looking at the field, stay near, which is chorush, you see patches that need to be fixed up. You might take rocks and pebbles and earth and fill it up. And then you chayev when you're filling up a gavshushis. Mishum de rabbe, the omer rabbe. Hoysel aguma, if a person has a ditch in the field, v'tomem also depends. If it's in your home, in the olden days there was no stone floors, there were no wooden floors,
There's no marble floors. There was earth floors. So if you take and you fill up a gap in your home, you're building. So if it's in the bayis, chaimishim boina. Bisodah, chaimishim chayrish. Anything that you make royal zriya, you chaimishim chayrish. So if you see gaps in the field, so you might on Shabbos come to fill it up. Especially the stones that you used for kinuach, you might put them into the places of the gaps. So the point is, the reason why you can't go and stay near on Shabbos to Mufana is because of you might come to be oiva and chayrish when you fill in the gaps. Besod chayim shem chayrish. Zok dimal guf omer eshlokish. Tzror she'olu bayas sovim. If you have a rock that has grass growing on it, mutele kaneach. Now the reason why you're allowed to be kaneach, even though a tzror is mukta, but it's covered abrius, we said it's doicha loise shebetoira. If it's doicha loise shebetoira, it's for sure doicha, it's a tiltal dirabonon, which is asmechua, because of lois sasur, you're allowed to take pebbles because of what? Of covered abrius, doicha loise shebetoira. Vahat toilish mena b'shabes, but if you take the tzor and you rip off the asovim b'mezid on purpose, then you chai v'chatos. That's already considered chai v'chatos. Omer ha-popi, Shema Amino, from here we see, midr shlokish, from the statement of a shlokish, that tzor sh'olah b'asovim yilad b'mekaneach, and if you toilish behedya on Shabbos, you chai v'chatos, hai parfiso. Parfiso, Rashi says, if you have an otzitz nokov, you have a vase with a plant in there, which is not a vase, which is nokov, which has a hole on the bottom. No. So now it, what?
Flower pot.
Oh, flower pot. That has a vase, has a hole in the bottom. So it's yoinik from the ground. So, hai parfisa, shor little tule, you're allowed to pick it up and move it. Now, Rashi right away points out the fascinating, interesting thing, and he says, why would a person have this pot? Zogt Rashi, Wizroyim, Otis Nokov Shezoraboy, Utruvas Agoinam Otsosi, Shoysin, Choyslois, Mikapis Tomorim, Mamalan Oysim off of his Evel, Behemer, Chobez Atezu Yom Nefneroshon, Oysin Kolechot, Echot, the same Kokot Vektana. They make for every child a different vase, Wizroyim in there, and what do they do with it? And they plant in their poila mitzri or different kidneys. It's called perpisa. And erev Rosh Hashanah, they take this vase, umachziroi svibis Rosh Hashiva pa'omim. And you do around your head, you move it, and you turn it seven times. Va'oim zeh tachazeh, zeh chalifosi, zeh tmurosi, umashlich lenohar. So the Morgan Avram brings in Tofresh, hey, this is the makar of kaporos. This is Rashi. Now they did it with Zroim. They didn't do chickens, they didn't do money, they did it with Zroim. Explains to Sam Sofer, why did he do Zroim? He says, because since they wanted to have a kapora that a person should not chas shalom have, that is zara should be nichras, zera to be nichras is kores, so they took for every kot niktana Zroim and a zetachazeh. Instead of zara nichras, the zera over here should be go and bashlich lenor and should be in place of the kores of zaroi. That's the makar, that's what Sam Sofer explains, the minik that of parpisa. But the point is, so this parpisa is sholat tatule. Meaning,
when did it change
to money and to chickens?
Yeah.
You're asking a good question. Rashi says, a minute, katmain, let's do this in Rosh Hashanah. Very good. You're not doing wrong if you do Rashi's minute, that's for sure. No one's going to say you're doing the wrong thing if you do it with a plant. Zroim. With a plant. But the point is, it's for Zara Nichus. It's for Kotan and Ketana, state in Rashi. Now, Zog the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Papisa, Hover Asa Liyod, and Lembo Milsa, as follows. Hoyamunach Agabi Karka, if it was on the ground, I'm sorry, I skipped the Gemara. Shvamana Shlokish Papisa, Sholet Tule. You're allowed to move it. Why are you allowed to move it? We don't say it's toilish. Meaning, it's neither Mukta, nor it's toilish, from the fact that we said that you're allowed to take the tzror sh'olah by asovim, and it's not considered toilish. So to a parfisa, we're comparing one to another, we also allowed it. Now, the achronim bavarnish tickle, because maybe an otzitz nokov is worse than a tzror. A rock that has grass growing on it, there's a separation of the rock to the ground. So that's you're allowed to take it. You're not taking the grass off the ground. It's grass on the rock. It's on the rock. That's a hefsek. Otzitz nokov might be worse.
Otzis Nakov is connected to the ground. So what's a raya one to another? Because you're allowed to take Tzorah, Shalom, Be'asovim, you're allowed to take a Parfisa, which is Otzis Nakov. So some want to say that the Lech HaMishnah learns in Shabbos Be'ches that we're talking about a Otzis Nakov, but it's not Munach HaGabi Karka. It's in spanning in mid-air on Yisedos. So the Chiddush is that even though it's not Mamish on the Karka, that's like Tzor. But Tzor Shalom Be'asovim is like an Otzis Nakov, not munach mamash agabi karka. Ain't allowed to move it. You might think you're stopping the anika, you're raising it. No. Zog di gomoga. Omega popi, shvamina mida shlokish apafisa shogle tului. Maskul rav kahana. The following question. Im omu le tzorich, yom shlo le tzorich. Just because le tzorich covered abrius, we said, you're allowed to take the stones with asovim, so why would you stop moving otzits? That's not kuf. That's not a tzorich. Omega baya, pafisa. Hoyel v'osel yodin. Once we discuss parfisa, which is a vase with a hole in it, nakuv lema b'milsa. Let me tell you the following halacha about it. Hoyemunach agabe karka. If it's on the ground, benicha agabe yisaidus, and you lift it and you put it on a yisaidus spanning in air, the mechayim shum toilish. And the chiddush in toilish is yememayit yenika. It was on the ground and now you raised it. You're taking away the yenika. So yechayim shum toilish. So Rashi right away says that it's not on the ground anymore, so it's not nene from the reich hakarka. V'li nira that chayev is lav davka. It's only osa because it's domi l'toilish. Because if it's mamish chayev, so then why would it be mutter l'tzorich? We're saying that what? That l'tzorich is mutter for kovad abriyas. We're not matter kovad abriyas and issa deraisa. We're only matter when it's an issa derabonon. Zogt Rashi, hechisho rabonon issa kosa skilo mishum kinuach. So it must be that it's only a derabonon dika toilish. And the word is that because by an issa deraisa, they were not allowed for kovad abrius to be toilish in issa deraisa. Rashi says issa kors versus killer, they won't allow. Masha enkein, when it's an issa derabonon, they do. Now the reason why it's only derabonon, the reason why it's not an issa deraisa, because it's still a shtickel connected. It's still getting yanika. It's not totally stopping the yanika. So that's an only issa derabonon. The Rambam learns that anything you mamayit yinik and issa deraisa. But the Rashi is saying that from the ground to the yisedos, it's an issa derabonon because it's still getting some type of yinika. Zokti ha-goyis ha-shri, if you place it on a piece of wood where it's stopping the yinika totally, then it would be an issa deraisa. Zokti gomorra vayta, hoimunach agabi kaka v'nich agabi yisedos b'chayim shum toilish. Hoimunach agabi yisedos, if it was on its yisedos spanning in the air, v'nich agabi kaka, and you place it on the ground, chayim shum neteya, then it's like planting. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, also lekaneach becheres b'Shabbes. A new statement. You're not allowed to be mekaneach with a cheres, with earthenware. Why is it also to mekaneach with a shard of earthenware? How lucky we are, we have tissues. But imagine you have to use a kli cheres. Zog du mora my timer. Ilem shum sakona. If it's because of sakona, zog drashi. Because you might be menatik the shine karkashta. So that's sakona. Safil b'chol nami. It's not a din in Shabbos. In the weekday, it's also osa. The elem shum kshofim. The Gemara is going to say soon that if you use klicheres to mekaneach, then kshofim can have an effect on you. Witchcraft. So Gemara, if that's the case, afilu b'chol namiloi, then it should be also in the weekday also. Ve'elam mishum asoras nimin. You might remove hairs. You might remove hairs b'shaz de kinuach. So that's why it's also with klicheres. Fek Gemara, what's the problem? Dovashen miskavenu. Your intent is not to do it. According to Abshim, Dovashen miskaven is mutter. And it's not a psikreish, it's not for sure. Omul Rav Nosim ba'oishia. So it's not clear. Why did Rabbi Yechanan say that you're not allowed to be mekaneach in Cheres and Shabbos? It's not kshofim, because then in the weekday too. It's not hashoras nimin, because dovash and miskaven. It's not sakona, because then it's in the weekday too. Zog Gemara, gav rabbe, omer milsa, name of time. You have to explain pshat Rabbi Yechanan. So the Gemara says as follows. Loi mi boi b'chol de osar, fashteit sich in the weekday, it's awesome because of kshofim. Avo b'shabbos hoil v'ikateres kli olav, shapi domi. On Shabbos, a klicheres could be used for many things. Rashi says, you can use it, lachzis ba'or, or lachshavmaim, you can scoop water in it. So, Mamela, maybe it's better to use a klicheres versus a tzror. Iraq is muktzah. So, why are you matin isid rabbonon of muktzah? Because of kovad abriyas, rather use cheres, which is mukhan, which is not muktzah. Hoyl v'ikatar is klil of shapidomi, komash melon, that no, that it's better to use this. It's better to use a tzurar. It's better to use kovad abriyas of mukta and not klicheres. Why not? Zogt Rashi, komashlan, why not? either because sakana or because of kshofim. Meaning, loy mi boy in the weekday with hashteitzach, it's also because of kshofim. But on Shabbos, you might think it's better than using tzrar. Komash v'lon, use tzrar and don't use cheres because of kshofim or because of sakana. Now, the Bach says that the ik of art is because of sakana, but not because of kshofim. But that's the ik in the kuda. And the Chassam Sofer explains, because if you're showing a Shabbos, if you're using dafke cheres lafuke tzrar, which is mukta, cheres is not mukta, cheres is mukhan, cheres can use to scoop up water. But if you're using cheres, so showing a mitzvah le'er davarah, you can say by a sakana that's not al piteva, meaning kshofim. Then you can say shoyim mitzvah. I'm being shoyim Shabbos. I'm using cheres and not tzrar. Mashenkin for sakona al piteva deka sakona kakashna. Then you don't say shoyim chen alanes. So he says the ikka reason is taka because of sakona kamashulon. Because of sakona, do not use the kli cheres, but rather use the tzrar. And it's better to be mate the isa tiltil of tzrar because of kovid abrius rather than using cheres, which is sakona. Now, so that's the ikka reason, because kamashlon, that sakona, don't use klicheres. Now, Rashi that says both reasons, kamashlon, the loy, either because of sakona or because of kshofim, so the pshat is because hain that we take use tzror because of the reason of sakona, so hoda dinah that cheres is osur because of kshofim too. That's true at the end of the day. That might not have been the reason why we said you have to use tzror, because kshofim, like the Chassam Sofer says, is a shalokidech tevadika sakona. It's not a regular sakona. So on that, maybe you could say shoyim mitzaliyah davaro and use cheres. Komashalon sakona kakashta, so use dafka tzror. But hind that is a din of using tzror, so cheres is taka can be also because of both reasons. And that's Rashi says taka komashalon imishum sakona imishum kshofim. Now lemaisa kli cheres, the Shulchan Aruch says the reason why it's not mukta is because it's roi lechasis by kli. You can use it to cover a kli. So that's why it's not mukta. Rashi says it's because it's roi to megamea b'mayim, you can use it to scoop up water. But Rashi says another reason too, which is shtikl shver. Rashi says that the reason why kli cheres is considered mukhan is because ikka teres kli olav lachtos by ar or lachshav mayim igabo. So ema shapet domi the mutav shikarech by metal tzar. You might think it's better than tzor because it's not mukta. So what does Rashi mean? Lachtos by or, lachtos by or to be mechata or? That's the whole parakira. You can't be mechata or. What does that mean? So Beyashim in the Oris explains very geschmack. He says you might think that a cheres is better because it's a klisha melachta leiser. It's meant for mechata or, and mechata or is about it also. But a klisha melachta leiser, it's mutetzach guvetzach mekoymoi. Mashenkin tzror is mukta machmas gufoi. Over there, you don't say letzach guvetzach mekoymoi is mutter. Mashenkin a klisha melachta leiser, you might think it's mutter letzach guvetzach mekoymoi, and it's better to use a klicheres for kinuach. Why? Because it's melachta leiser. It's meant for lachta is ba'or. And that's like us on Shabbos. But klisha melachta leiser mutar tzorach guvetzach mekoymoi. So you might think, use it now as the tzorach gufo. Use it for something else. Use it for kinuach. Avdem zog de gemara. That no, it's better to use the komash v'lon. It's better to use the tzror. Zog de gemara vayte rove mas lo mishum ashoras nimin. Rove says, the reason why osa lekaneach becheres b'Shabbos is because of ashoras nimin. Because you might remove the hairs. So if that's the reason of Rabbi Yochanan, that also lekanech becheres is because of Hashoras Nimin, so it's a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because me and Rabbi Yochanan also lekanech becheres b'Shabbos. If that's the reason that it's also, so Amadav Hashem miskaven is also because you're not miskaven to remove the hairs, and it's not a psik reisha. But Omer Rabbi Yochanan loch k'stam mishnah, and the stam mishnah in Nozir says v'tanan Nozir choifer from a fasfes. Nozir's ladu flatten his hair with his hand. And he's not concerned about removing hair. He's not going to remove any hair or nozer. But he's not concerned about that because it's not going to be removed. It's a dovashen miskaven if it comes off. Avaloy soyuk, you can't use a comb. A comb is a vade. That's a psik reisha. So we see clearly that Rabbi Yochanan holds that stam mishnah nozer is choif from a fast face. So we're not concerned about asharas nimin by dovashen miskaven. So why would that be the reason of osa lekenech becheres b'shabes? That the reason why you don't use it is because of sakona, because of kshofim, and that's why you don't use it. Now the Gemara says, What's this kshofim that we're concerned about? That if you use a kli cheres, my kshofim. Talk about the following story. Rav Chisda and Rabbi Rav Huna once traveling on a ship. Omer lehei metrenusa, a shiksa, a goita told them, asked them, oisem ba'daichu, can I travel along with you on the boat? Veloi oisvuha, they did not let her enter. And could be the reason is, like the Gemara says earlier in Daf Lamed Beis, that a person should not go with a maboires on a boat together with a goy, because you might be punished together with them. So they didn't want to take her along on the boat. Mokum sakona, you don't want to be judged with her. Omra ihi milsa, she said in Maisa Kishuf, koi chatuma, and what happened? Asal tel alba, she stopped the ship from leaving the dock. It couldn't move. Omra inu milsa, so the Chachomim said back with the shame of Tyra, Zagdrashi, not Kishuf. They said a shame of Tyra. They were able to let it loose again. Omra inu milsa, shayua. Omra luhu, so she said to them, Mai avid luhu, I can't stop you guys. Zagdamor pebezom and aleph, dole mekanech luhu bechaspo. My Kishuf obviously is not having an effect on you and I can't stop you, is because you most probably are not being mekanech b'chaspo. That means, if you are would have been mekanech b'chaspo with the klicheres, then kishuv would have had an effect. So we see over here, that being mekanech b'chaspo, it has an effect that kishuv can have an effect on you. Witchcraft can have an effect. What were the three things that she said you don't do? Number one, le mekanech b'chaspo. Number two, v'lekot elchu kina amenaycho. You don't kill lice while it's on your clothing, but rather you first remove it off your clothing. And the third thing is, v'lo yisholav lechu yarko, you don't eat shum, garlic, or botzel, or onions from a bundle by just plucking it out of the bundle while it's still tied together. But rather, you first untie the bundle, and then you eat it. So since you're makban on these three things, so kishuv doesn't have effect. But we see from this Gemara that being mekanech b'kicheres is a way that kishuv could have an effect on you. And that's what the Gemara says, that mishum kshofim kamash v'lon, that you're talking not mekanech, with the klicheres. Now it says on Shabbos, because loymi boy b'choil, that it's also as kshofim. But on Shabbos, you might think, like we said, that it's mutter because it's muchon, it's klishem lachta le'issa akoponim, but it's mutter tzor gufoy, kamash alone, you're allowed to use a tzor because of kshofim or because of sakona. We'll stop over here at the top of Pei Beis Amud Aleph.